Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This 718, Janelle's out today, but Kathleen's in, which means this is a very special edition of My Marriage Matters because it's kind of like a family reunion with Joe and Cindy Farini.
Mommy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I saw them yesterday.
I'm sure you did because it was your birthday.
And I see them today.
It was our birthday.
Yes.
So
it was a good day.
You guys got a tough question, and we honestly have heard this from folks over 60 years old before as a real dilemma. So tell us about the note you got from someone.
Yes, it was very interesting. A lot of times we get this from younger people who, you know, they're dating and they don't have enough money to get married, so they just live together. And, you know, until they can have enough money for their wedding and until they can have, that never will happen because we never have enough money for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But this couple, they're over 60 and they're living together. And she writes, we don't want to get married because we both get Social Security benefits from our late spouses. And she says, well, I know it's wrong and we're sinning, being sexually active based on the Bible. I believe God forgives me. Do you have any thoughts? Well, of course I do. And I just want to say, you know, in being completely honest, I just feel like they're just being ones who are justifying their sin. And I feel like they really aren't trusting God to provide for them if they don't have those funds that are coming in from the government. And I don't think they're really, the bottom line is I don't think they're honoring God at all. And so to say that my money is more important than following God, I think is a very, very slippery slope to probably other things that they're going to sin at too.
Well, but you know, they might say, but you don't understand. I mean, these Social Security benefits, I need them. I'm not working anymore. And, you know, I mean, you need to understand this. So does that change it for you at all?
No, it doesn't. And actually, you know, any retirement community that you would go to, you will see this a lot. And a lot of them actually, they'll get engaged. And so I think that they'll say, well, you know, we're going to get married. But I think actually it's just a justification of saying, you know, we have very good intentions in terms of our relationship, but we don't want to make the commitment to marriage because we're going to lose money that's coming to us.
Joe, what's your take on this, brother?
Well, I totally agree with her. The issue here is that they're just not trusting the Lord to provide the finances. You know, in their mind, they might be able to justify this whole thing, but you know, I always go back to what the scriptures have to say, and I'm reminded of two of them, Proverbs 14:12, and it's repeated again in Proverbs 16:25, where it says that there's a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And of course, the death that's being referred to here, excuse me, is the spiritual separation from God. And I can't think of anything that someone would want to do that would be worth taking the chance of being spiritually separated from God.
Right.
And so what they are doing falls under the category of another Proverbs 14:34b, where it says that sin is a disgrace to any people. So I don't think we can ever get into a discussion in this one where you can really think you can justify this sinful behavior.
So how do you start over in these situations?
Well, I think they have to address first that they're off to a weak start. And by doing this, you know, they're not being honest to each other, for one thing, and they're not being honest to the Lord or honoring Him. So in this not being faithful in this way to the Lord, my question is, are you going to follow through with other things in life in the same way? And how will you be able to trust each other when you're not together putting your trust in the Lord? Mm-hmm. So the first thing that I would say is this couple needs to come together and really talk about this and come to an understanding of what do they want their example to be and what do they want their legacy to be. And as a result of that, they need to come to the Lord, and hopefully they will ask for forgiveness, but not just ask for forgiveness, knowing that God, yes, indeed, will forgive them, but also repent, which means to turn away from the sin that they are now in. And so I would just say, you know, that, well, I would love to see them get married if they really love each other, get right. married and make that commitment. But if the at the very most and at the very least, they need to come clean before the Lord, confess their sin to Him, turn around, walk the other direction, and then they need to come to an understanding of what's going to be future for them in terms of their example and their legacy.
Right.
Yeah, you know, when I've heard people talk before about, well, you know, God forgives me, that's called grace abuse, as one of my pastors
that's
once
right.
said.
Yeah.
You can't say, well, God will forgive me so I can sin. And Paul directly addresses that. No, that is not how the Christian life works.
Exactly right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, God's grace is amazing. And He does provide for forgiveness of those past sins. But as Cindy was saying, and as you folks said in the last segment, you know, there is a process here of confessing, repenting of your sins. And repenting means not just in your words and not just something you write in an email, but something you do through a process of your consistent action should be consistent with that repenting. And then the next step is just a lifestyle of desiring to be surrendering to the Lordship of Christ. And of course, that's a spirit-filled life, isn't it? And just a desire that God would take control of the situation, empower you as a couple, and direct your life. And I think that would be the major deterrent to them living, if you will, a sinful lifestyle here. But Cindy did touch on this before, and I think if I was in a discussion with this couple right now, I think one of the major topics of discussion that I would have with this couple would be to ask them, what kind of legacy are you hoping to leave for your children and for your children's children by you continually living the way that you're living? Because that is not the standard to which God has given us to live.
Great stuff. Any final thoughts for us, Cindy, before we say goodbye today?
Yes, and I just think that this question is only one facet of this kind of sin, because there's also couples living together. Maybe they haven't lost a spouse, but they're both divorced and they don't want to lose their alimony or, you know, what other, you know, other payments that are coming in, whether it's governmental or from a spouse. So there's a lot of different facets to this. And I would just want to say, I would hate for someone to say, oh, well, you know, it's not because my spouse passed away, it's because of this, so this is okay. You know, we start to justify all these different actions and things, and that's just not right. So I would just say to whatever it is that you're trying to justify, you know, are you trying to convince you or God? Because God will not be convinced. And
that's right.
And then lastly, I would say, you know, this is going to involve sometimes other things like trusts and wills and inheritances. And those are the kinds of things that you can certainly, through a lawyer and other things, get those things set up so that when you enter into marriage, you and your family, you all know kind of where you are, and the Lord would honor that in your marriage. So I would encourage them to not do what's comfortable, fun, and easy, but do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And for more information, you can find out about My Marriage Matters on Facebook. Just search for them. Also, joeferrini.com and cindyferrini.com. Thanks, you two. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great day.